Hi, Steve. What's on your mind, sir?
I'll see if I can help. Last year, I heard a show, one of your shows, where you suggested niacinamide for lack of cartilage in my knee, and it might help shoulders as well. I started on it last September. It's done a terrific job. You were
Yay!
On, and I thank you for that. It's great. But I need you to verify something. At that time, because I don't remember accurately, did you say that about after a year, the cartilage can actually start reforming or redeveloping?
Some of it can, sir. Not all of it. I've not seen any follow-up x-rays where anybody regrew all their cartilage back. But I have, and by the way, I don't take the x-rays. People bring in the pictures for me to look at. But I have seen some where at least some of it came back.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be hopeful then. Second question was, I got a call. I went in for standard, not physical, but just a checkup. And I took a blood draw. And I got a call back that says, well, your cholesterol shows up pretty high. And so I'm going in this week again, and I know darn well he's just going to prescribe a statin for me.
Sure.
Which I've reacted to not well in the past. Currently not on one. Is there anything you can tell me now that would be in addition to anything I can find on your website concerning?
Yes, sir. It hasn't appeared in Green Medicine Newsletter yet. It's going to, but it's not there yet. And that is, I was reading this old book in 1956 or something. And, oh, my goodness, the author cited a study which showed that the element vanadium, which is sitting on all the shelves in the health food stores, controls cholesterol synthesis. So, very fortunately, we have a doc at Toma Clinic who loves doing research, and he does it for all the rest of the doctors and gets paid for it, too. But still, that's his favorite thing to do. So we asked him to look up vanadium and cholesterol control, and, oh, my goodness, here comes all these articles from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and, oops, they kind of died out in the 90s. Showing that vanadium actually inhibits the enzyme that forms cholesterol, including too much in cholesterol. So we can overdo vanadium, too, and cut our cholesterol too low. But vanadium is on the shelf at your local natural food store. It's usually sold under V-A-N-A-D-Y-L sulfate, vanadyl sulfate. And we have people start slow with a couple of days and see how they do after a few weeks on their cholesterol. Now, of course, I have to say, that cholesterol is not a major source of heart attacks and strokes. It's overly thick blood. And you've heard me say that before, that if us guys just go donate blood on a regular basis, we're cutting our risk of heart attack and stroke dramatically, no matter what our cholesterol is. But since you're going to get bothered,
now,
sir, since you're going to get bothered.
That's what I told him when I went in. And he said, no, that's not true.
That's right there in the scientific literature, sir. And the other thing that
good.
He hasn't heard about either, I had to look in a 1956 book to find this. Tell him. Hey, you've just become aware of the science that shows that vanadium regulates cholesterol synthesis. And he's going to look at you as if you were crazy. But it'll be in Green Medicine Newsletter within a month or two, maybe 2 or 3 months, I should say, with the footnotes and stuff. So I would consider vanadium is an essential element. Why not try that first?
If I go down there and pick it up at the clinic, what would the dosage be per day?
Oh, again, we start low, and we start with one of them a couple times a day with meals, and then we go check on the cholesterol and make sure we didn't shut it off too much. We don't want to do that, but usually we have to go past that. But again, it's best to work into it.
Okay, and there'll be information down there when I buy some?
The only information you'll be able to get is from Tawny, and all she'll be able to repeat is what I told her because she's not a physician. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
She'll be able to repeat that, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. Terrific. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.